Yeah, as you might just be able to hear, it's not the nicest of days in Wrexham. I'm sitting in a car, waiting for my lad to play for Cudworth in the 13s, and it's horrible. Welcome back after the winter break. I don't know. Our little weather-imposed break over the last 3 weeks has, you know, made me contemplate whether a winter break, something which I've always been dead set against, is actually a good thing. And I suppose, although this has been quite welcome, I think, for Wrexham, because we've had injuries, the players look a bit tired after the Brighton exertions. I still think, depends on your circumstances. At the moment, we got a finished squad. It was good to take a bit of a breather, let the players recharge their batteries and bring in some recruitments as well. But, nah, I don't know. I'm sure Fleetwood see it the opposite way. Anyway, today's game against Hayes, I don't know, it's a new beginning, obviously. 3 new players in the squad, no Obeng anymore. It'll be different. Hayes, certainly a new beginning for them. They seem to have reshaped half their team over the break, and I don't know what to make of that. Part of me thinks they're second bottom. Are the players they're bringing in going to make a huge amount of difference? Another part of me says this is now a different team from the one that's got themselves a second bottom. I'm also wary of Hayes for the simple reason that, I don't know, the pattern's just too horribly repetitive. Every time we go away to Hayes, we win and keep a clean sheet. But I come away thinking, oh, they play some nice football, they're decent. I end up patronising them, I suppose. They play football nicely. They just don't seem at home when we've played them to have had any sort of cutting edge. They'll work it around in midfield, sitting in front of us, and we'll hit them on the break. At the racecourse, they just mug us every time. They keep it tight, they pass it around, they hit us on the break. Both games they scored twice early on, and they've beaten us 2-0 both times at the racecourse. I hope this is the time when we break the pattern. We can't afford to have a slip-up today. Although, in this weather, anything could happen.